Colin Faraday was born in 1917. A public servant working in the Taxation Office and Treasury, he enlisted in the war in 1941 as a trainee RAAF pilot. He flew Wellington aircraft during the latter years of the war in the North Atlantic and North Africa, bombing coastal targets and enemy shipping. In 1980, Colin took an interest in the RAAF Association's memorial groves in Canberra. They had been established in 1967 and now form part of Remembrance Driveway. He and a group of volunteers erected a sandstone cairn in the groves to commemorate all those who served in the Royal Australian Air Force during World War II.
It took them about 10 years to build that cairn. They used to go out there and spend their weekends, and I'd say there'd be about 150 trees planted there. And I think we're very proud of those trees. We think we're perhaps more in tune now than ever before with the idea of having a living memorial. We like the idea of these trees being there. The Snowy Mountains planted a number of them for us, and a number of those were stolen, but the Canberra Airport Authority came and replanted the trees for us. The response from all the different units that have served at Fairbairn and in other places, the fact that they all seem to appreciate, or they seem to be so happy to have a quiet place where they can go out at their leisure, perhaps have a little gathering of their people, spend a few minutes there every so often. And I'm so pleased that we've now got about 25 different units with plaques out there on our grove. I'm starting to appreciate the keenness, the thoughts of all the different people. See, it's not only aircrew, but I think now much more about all the different ones who've helped and who've risked their lives in different ways. The apprentices, the WAF ladies, they're coming there in their later years as keen as mustard. And I'm so pleased that we've been able to provide, or help to provide, a spot where they can come and remember their friends and others that they've flown with or worked with.
A former engineer with the RAAF, Group Captain Arthur Skimmon is the Vice President of the RAAF Association ACT Division. He has formulated some plans to beautify the groves.
We've came up with the idea with the National Capital Authority of putting historical plaques throughout the walkways that we've had constructed, and those plaques tell a history to people of another time, where people were called upon to do more things than perhaps the next generation or the one after that will ever be asked to do. So it is a special place to the veterans, and it's not so much a special place to the veterans, it's now becoming a special place to the families of the veterans. And we're getting the second and third generation, we've got grandmothers and grandfathers, we've got grandchildren coming in. Each time we gather out there, we can have from 300, 350 people, 180, 110, down to the smaller groups, perhaps 60 to 30. In the last 6 months, we've been virtually out there every second weekend with some sort of dedication or commemoration of a plaque.
Interest in the RAAF groves has spread beyond the veterans to the wider ACT community.
The University of Canberra landscape design students showed an interest in understanding the concept of landscape planting in the Remembrance Driveway, and they've been undertaking a study of the history of the original plantings and looking at ways to improve the appearance of the groves in the ACT to make them more appealing visually to the public, and to link them with public walkways so that instead of having to be driven by a motor car, that you can move from one grove to the next grove through a public walkway or a walking trail or bike trail. But we saw that that also opened itself up. It let another group of tertiary qualified people have an understanding of what the symbolism is of the design, original landscape design of the Remembrance Driveway. So much so that we actually created a website, and all this detail is available now on a website that we've put together, and we're slowly updating it and expanding that website. That website will also be picked up, and it's linked to the Australian War Memorial, and it's also will be linked to the new Royal Australian Air Force Association national website, so that people will be able to access it to the history and the knowledge of Remembrance Drive through the websites.